Right, morning to you. Row erupted in Derry City in Strabane District Council over the naming of a new footbridge. Sinn Féin wanted the bridge in Strabane, which is due to be officially opened this week, named after one of their former councillors, the late Ivan Barr. 16 Sinn Féin councillors and a number of independents backed it, but all other parties opposed the move. The DUP Social Development Minister, Mervyn Storey, threatened to pull the money for the bridge if it was named after Mr Barr, leaving ratepayers to pick up the tab. So now councillors have voted to leave the bridge without a name at all. Join me on the line to tell me more, the independent councillor Paul Gallagher. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. And the DP's Alderman Alan Bresland. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen.
What was the problem here, Alan?
Well, you see, the bridge was awarded to Strabane and the old council's time. And the letter of offer they signed off on, that was on it from the very start. You know, it had only been named after a politician. And the reason why the unionist bloc voted and the SDLP voted against it, because we were following the letter from the department. That was the guidelines. But they didn't follow the letter of the guidelines. That's where the problem started.
Well, what's wrong with naming it after Mr. Barr?
There would be nothing wrong with it, but there was our councillors and the Strabane council as well served as long as Mr. Barr. And no one was entitled to the name as the other.
Well, it's got to be called after somebody, doesn't it?
Well, there's plenty of other names for by politicians. And there was other names known on the survey that the council did. There was a list of 45 names to be sent up, but they decided on their own, and the vote was a tie that night, and the chairman, the Sinn Féin chairman, used his casting vote to overcome the situation. So the thing was wrong from the start.
So it's going to be the bridge with no name.
I think that's a very poor example for the people of Strabane that they couldn't name the bridge.
The bridge with no name. Paul Gallagher.
How are you doing? Stephen, I think there's a few inaccuracies there. What has been said, that there was nothing.
There's no inaccuracies there.
I think it's just finished, maybe. The inaccuracies being, there was no mention in the letter of offer that it shouldn't be called after any politician. That is not in the letter of offer. But the democratic wishes of the old Strabane Council and the new Strabane Council was to call it Ivan Barr. The DUP Minister went in and says that he was reinforcing a letter of offer that says that it should not be used in any political way at all. So he deemed the name Ivan Barr as being political. So that's where the row came about. And he says that he had paid $1 million already in the capital project. There's $1.4 million outstanding. If the name Ivan Barr went forward, then he would ask for clawback and he would refuse to pay the other $1.4 million. So that's where it's left us. And on Thursday past, the council made the decision to remove the name of Ivan Barr from the minister's table and not to proceed in giving the bridge a name at all. So that's where we're at.
So this could be a bridge that might not get built. Because
Sorry, Stephen, the bridge is already built.
Oh, it's already built,
yeah,
I see.
It's almost completed.
It's almost completed, okay. So it's nearly built.
Yes.
And it might not get finished because of a squabble over a name. Is that where we're at?
Well, the bridge would get finished, but it's who would pay the cost. And if the minister refuses to pay the outstanding $1.4 million, that would fall on the ratepayer. And he may also try and get clawback of $1 million. So in order to avoid the ratepayer paying a total of $2.4 million, it was agreed to proceed with not naming the bridge at all in order to fulfil all the outstanding issues that were raised in the letter of offer.
Alan Breslin?
Yes.
Well, does it really need a name?
Well, it doesn't really. To me, it doesn't really need a name, but that would have been maybe better looking if there had been a name on it.
A DSD spokesperson said...
No, how do they expect to get more money if they can't know follow the guidelines, what was set out at the start. How do they expect to get more money now for anything else they're looking to do in the Strabane area?
DSD spokesperson said one of the conditions around DSD funding of the bridge was that the grant should not be used for the purpose of in any way connected with the promoting of a political party or religious viewpoint.
Yes, that was on the letter from the very start. It doesn't matter what Councillor Paul Gallagher says there.
They're saying promoting any political party or religious viewpoint.
Well, naming a bridge after a late Sinn Féin councillor?
No, naming the bridge after a man that come from Strabane who gave his entire working life to the people of Strabane, regardless of what background they came from.